Hey, y'all.
This is Talkin' Trash with Liv
and Lizzie,
the podcast where two friends show each other our silliest and most treasured movies.
Each week, we'll watch a beloved movie,
no matter how corny, childish, or contrived.
Sometimes a masterpiece with minor flaws.
Other times, a magnificent mess.
Because one man's trash
is Liv and Lizzie's treasure.
Well, yar har and fiddle dee dee.
Shiver me timbers, mateys. It's time for another movie. Yar.
Ya bilge rats.
Ya bilge rats. The way you said that sounds like ya basic.
Ya bilge rats. Can we bring that back?
I'm here for it. Before we
ya scum. Ya key hauled. Ya bilge rats. You mutinous traitor.
Jesus. So, before we officially started, we've been sitting here singing the Wellerman for the past couple minutes. So, because TikTok sea shanties have taken over my life and my entire personality. Yep. So
it is a mood.
It is a mood.
I feel like it's gonna be such a flash in the pan, and it makes me kind of sad, to be honest.
I don't know. I hope sea shanties, like, come back, like, seriously.
I hope we're in this, we're in the cottage core. I will always be living my Austin core life, but I hope just, like, 1800s aesthetic emerges with 21st century sentiment.
I'm ready for, like, Empire Waist to come back. I don't know anyone who looks bad in Empire Waist.
Yeah.
Everybody looks good. They make the girls look great. They hide all the tummy issues.
Yep.
I'm ready for that to come back. I'm ready for, like, lace and little soft print florals. Not, like, big loud florals, but, like, soft muted pastel floral colors. I'm ready for us all to wear our hair in, like, loose curly buns. I'm ready to frolic through a field with, you know, dirt up to my ankles, and for someone to comment.
I am so ready.
My petticoat.
I am so ready for my petticoat to be 6 inches deep in mud. I'm absolutely certain.
But there are times where I want to drop that decorum and instead channel that pirate fantasy. And tonight is one of those nights.
It is one of those nights.
It is one of those nights. Particularly when Tim Curry as pirate captain is involved. When he brings out the hat,
we're gonna get there. Oh man. Very quickly, I realize I have not given you your pirate beverage.
The vibe.
Yes.
What be the vibe?
The vibe this night be Scufflaw Brewing Company. Dirty beaches, beer. I shall get you a frosted mug.
Oh, hell yeah.
I say this and you think that I've got, like, fancy frosted mugs, and yet I'm like, do you want the Mario glass or the peach glass?
I want peach.
Okay. Thank you to
these
my friends.
Great.
My friends got me, four tumblers. I have Yoshi, Luigi, Mario, and Peach, and they gave them to me with my my lovely Switch that they saved up and got me for Christmas.
Yeah.
Best Christmas gift ever.
I still want a Switch.
It's been fun. So yes, we have this lovely Dirty Beaches beer, which I feel like is fitting.
Oh, it's like cloudy.
Uh-huh.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had this one before. I've had the brewing company.
It's pretty good. I like this one a lot. So, so that is the vibe.
Yes.
You vibe.
So, where should we start?
I
don't even know where to start with this movie. There's so much to say.
I kind of do. Okay.
Go for it.
So, I distinctly remember.
Sorry, I just tried the beer. It's really good.
I distinctly remember checking this movie out from the library and watching it for the first time. And I genuinely think this is where I discovered that I love swashbuckly pirate movies.
Yeah.
I think this really was my first one because I didn't watch Pirates of the Caribbean until that came out when
much
we were
later.
In fourth or fifth grade.
That came out in 2003, I think.
So we would have been in, I was
I'm
probably.
I'm
going to
check this. I'm second guessing myself.
It was 2003 because the 10th year anniversary hit when I was in college, and that's what I knew it felt like to be old.
Okay, that checks. Because I was thinking, the reason that I remember what year it came out is because, we were right. It was 2003.
Yep.
Double check, just to be sure.
So I was in fifth grade.
Because the first Lord of the Rings film came out. Talk about feeling old. The first Lord of the Rings film came out in 2001, which means this year it is going to be 20 years old. Could we have a Lord of the... I know Lord of the Rings is not trash. It's objectively an excellent film.
Some of the best films. I will look for any reason whatsoever to watch Lord of the Rings, especially with you, because we haven't watched it together yet.
We've never watched it together. Okay,
my parents have all of them on... We can borrow it from my parents. They have all of them on extended edition.
I was about to say, but do they have the extended edition?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so we should... Maybe each year, as they turn 20, we'll watch
that would be
one
wonderful.
Of them. Even though it's not trash, we'll just agree here now it's treasure. I watched
those on New Year's. We my friends and I got together and we timed it so that right at midnight, Theoden was saying, "So it begins at the Battle of Helm's Deep."
Nice.
And can I just say, and I probably said this in one of the other episodes and I've already forgotten I said it. It was so wonderful to like, after just like a really crappy year, watch this battle triumph over like hordes of evil and then Gandalf ride in with
on
the
his
rising
white
sun. It was also
on Shadowfax, Lord of Horses.
Yep. Show us the meaning of haste. There's a guy on TikTok who dresses up as Gandalf and he always just makes that noise.
Frodo.
Get bodied by an 8,000-year-old wizard.
That's my favorite one.
The best quote.
Oh, so good.
Shout out to you, guy who does Gandalf.
Yeah, I don't remember his name, but I do love him.
So this movie taught me that I love swashbuckling films. Mm-hmm. It also taught me that I love Muppets. It was the first Muppet movie I ever saw. And I remember thinking it was really funny. But I also remember loving the costumes, and I loved the sword fights, and I loved Miss Piggy in this movie, and
yes.
That's where I learned I loved Miss Piggy.
Icon. Her necklace with the doubloons is everything
it's
to
so
me.
Good.
Everything. She, I want to look like Miss Piggy in this film.
She rides in on an elephant decked in flowers, and I remember-
I forgot about that scene.
I remember-
Boom shakalaka-laka,
boom shakalaka-laka. I remember thinking to myself, if I get married, can I ride in on an elephant decked in flowers like this piggy?
My favorite line still is the, like, Kermit's like, when he's talking about standing her up at the altar, and he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, sorry, piggy, I got cold feet. She goes,
you're a frog. You're supposed to have cold feet. The cake was filled with lemon custard. I don't think you understand. I can quote this movie from start to finish.
I'm so excited.
I love it so much.
Oh my God. Where are we going with this?
I don't know.
It's so good.
But I said we were going to come back to Tim Curry, and we have to.
Okay. Let's
because
go back to Tim Curry.
The worst thing that could happen is I watch this and go, man, Tim Curry isn't as good as I remember. But you know what's great? That's not going to happen.
It's never going to happen. Tim Curry... Okay, first of all, let's be real. Tim Curry has given 120% on every role he has ever done. But for whatever reason, they handed him this script, and he was like, how about 150%?
Yep.
How about I become the best Long John Silver that cinema has ever seen, period, hard stop.
Yep. It's incredible. And my friends and I still always do, whenever we try to make each other laugh, we just do his laugh, which is he just stops.
He just stops.
It's so good. I I don't know what it is. I don't even know how to articulate what he brings to the performance.
There's like fire behind his eyes the whole time. Like, he's not Tim Curry. Yep. He is Long John Silver. And I will never forget, because you think he's good for most of the film. And then all of a sudden you realize that he's the bad guy.
Yep.
And I felt so betrayed as a child. I was like, no, not Long John.
But also at the end, when he doesn't like get captured or arrested or anything, I'm still like, okay, good. Like,
you want him to succeed, even though you know you shouldn't want him to succeed.
Yeah, it really taught me like how those nuanced characters kind of worked.
One of the best literary characters, period.
I also think that, like, usually in these movies, you watch them for the interaction between a Muppet and the actor, and he has that here. Like,
he does.
You know, when he's looking at them, he's treating them like real actors.
Yeah.
But there's so many scenes that I remember that have no Muppets in them that are still good.
I have no idea who this child is who plays Jim? Tim. What's the kid's name? Why am I blanking?
It's Jim Hawkins.
Jim Hawkins. Yeah. Okay. I have no idea who that actor is. I don't know if he's been in anything else.
I really want to see.
Let's look him up.
He has a very high singing voice.
But you know what? He's good.
Yep.
He's really good.
He's so cute.
He's a believable, like, Jim Hawkins. Yep. He's great.
By the way, we haven't said this film came out in 1996. I realized I hadn't looked up any of the stats on it. But has a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, which in my opinion is way too low. But and here's the other thing, I'm having to come into this going, this movie is my cup of tea. It's a pirate movie. It's swashbuckling.
Pirates, Muppets, musical.
The songs.
Tim Curry.
The songs are really good.
They're good. They're so good. Oh, and the jokes. Okay, Mr. Bimble is my life. Your finger told you
to hire the crew?
No, that's silly. The man who lives in my finger told me to hire the crew. Oh my god. Okay, so apparently Jim Hawkins is like has like done things and is around.
I'm really happy for him.
Me too. But there was something else I was gonna say about this one.
The jokes, the look.
I remember. The only thing better than just that this movie exists is that when it was done, they were like, I know, let's make a computer game. Back when computer games were on CD-ROM.
I never had this, so please tell me.
It was like a 2 or 3 disc game. It was long. It was epic. It was hard. And it was so fun. And you got to go through the whole plot. And you got to choose a pirate outfit. And it was all like first person, so if you decided to wear an eye patch, it would like block out part of the screen. It was so fun, and there was this whole part where you were like in the town of whatever the port town is before they get on the Hispaniola.
Don't they sail out of London?
Do they sail out of London?
I thought they did.
Wherever you are, but you're like in like the little, you know, you're like going around all the shops and getting stuff, and that's where you buy your pirate clothes if you want them. And then there's a bakery, and then you go to they have like pies, and you have to hit things with pies. So you just stand at the window with a pie, and then as things walk by, and there's certain things you're supposed to hit. You're supposed to hit pirates and not hit customers. And every time you hit a pirate, it goes, she shoots, she scores. And it was my favorite game as a child. But the thing is that it was such a fun game that like my sister, who's 11 years older than me, my mom and my dad would all sit around and play it with me. And we would take turns like getting to like launch the pies and stuff. I mean, it was like, God, that was a game. That's a great, if you ever, I don't even know if anyone has the capability to run that game, but if you do, and you happen to find the Muppet Treasure Island CD-ROM computer game, man, it is great. It is like my childhood. Like,
I love that people are starting to like remember their CD-ROM games from childhood and be like, yeah, that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. I had a couple good games. There was a Casper game too.
Never played that one.
You've seen Casper the Friendly Ghost, right?
Yeah.
One that was a good one too.
It was pretty good, yeah.
I'm gonna make you watch it at some point.
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah.
It's been long enough since I've seen it.
Oh yeah.
I just remember like, thinking human Casper was cute.
He was a snack cake.
Yep. I'm really happy I've got you saying snack cake now.
God.
You know, he has his snack cake.
Segueing back to Muppet Treasure Island, Tim Curry is also a snack cake.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of like, but it's hard to articulate. He is the definition of, and I've said this before, confidence and charisma are what makes someone attractive.
I feel like he has very similar vibes to David Bowie in Labyrinth.
Yes.
There's something kind of otherworldly about him.
Yes, but he also knows how silly he is.
Yeah.
And he embraces it. I feel like David Bowie takes himself so seriously all of the time, and I feel like Tim Curry never takes himself seriously.
But for some reason, it has kind of a similar effect where Tim Curry always feels just a little dangerous.
Yes. Like, he's not safe.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not safe, children, but he's good. He's like freaking Aslan.
That was not the reference I was anticipating you to make during this video, but Tim Curry is like Aslan. Oh, man. Sorry, I just have a lot of feelings about Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Also, Rizzo and Gonzo in this film.
They're great.
They're perfect sidekicks.
Yep.
The bad guys, the new Muppets that they introduce, are wonderful.
The goat.
I love him.
I don't even remember his name.
Wait, he's
in the roll call. Clueless Morgan.
Clueless Morgan. And then he's the one who's like, he's like crying and he's like, dead Tom's dead.
No, that's not him.
Wait, no, who is that?
It's the bear guy. There's a bear and a crocodile talking to each other.
I remember the crocodile. He's like, dead Tom's always been dead.
The bear guy
is why we call him dead Tom.
Which is honestly my favorite joke. And then the bear goes, ooh. But he's also the bear who sings, madly.
Yes.
Sailing
for adventure on the deep blue sea.
I was ready to go. One of my favorite things that's ever happened on a trip to Disney was my friends and I went to Planet Hollywood, and we happened to get seated at a table that was right next to a glass case that inside it had Kermit's Captain Smollett costume that was actually used in the film. And we legitimately took pictures in front of it with waiters walking past us looking at us like we were so weird. We were so
Kermit
excited.
The Frog.
Oh my God. It was so little and cute.
Also, maybe we should talk more about this later. I feel like we should talk more about like actual like good story beats and try to do like a legitimate analysis when we come back.
Yeah.
But I have something to say about the last song. The Love Let Us Hear.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll talk about it later. But yeah.
My thing from the end of this movie that I'll never forget, because I remember being the person to point this out to my friends. And I'm not getting why it's funny. I'd seen this like probably about 3 times, and someone was like, I don't get why it's funny. I said, it's funny because they all end up in white shirts at the end. They said, what? In the final battle, and I'm telling you this now so you can look for it.
They all wear the same outfits, yeah.
But they weren't in the beginning of the battle. There's just this moment where Jim comes up and he's wearing a white billowy shirt. He's like, you kill Captain Smollett, you have to kill me. And then all the Muppets who were wearing their regular outfits before suddenly all have white billowy shirts.
It's like, isn't it a joke off of like old, like,
every old swashbuckling
movie. Yeah, it's like an Errol Flynn joke.
They all do. So they have the white billowy shirts, and my friends didn't get why it was funny. And I kept trying to explain it. I was like, guys, this is why this movie's perfect.
Oh, also one of my favorite lines is when they're like, it's like, he says something like, Fozzie comes up. Oh, no, it's Rizzo. He comes up, he's like, if you kill Captain Smollett, then we'll have to negotiate strenuously. Oh, it's so good. Okay,
I could sit here and just say quotes from this movie, so I need to stop.
Okay, so, quick recap for those of you who've never seen this movie. First of all, what's wrong with you? Go watch it. Like, most of the time I'm like, we recommend this movie. This one I'm like, drop everything you are doing and go watch it right now. Okay.
It's on Disney Plus, you got it.
So, great film. Brief synopsis if you've been living under a rock and never heard the story of Treasure Island. So there's this kid named Jim Hawkins. He lives at an inn. He's like an orphan. He's, you know, doing his thing. There's an old man named Billy Bones.
Billy Bones.
Yes.
There we go.
Sorry. Who is like this old pirate who is living at the inn. This guy named Old Blind Pew shows up, who is one of his former crewmates, and he gives Billy Bones the black spot. You find out that Billy Bones was a part of this pirate company that hid this treasure, and he like what did he maroon?
No,
I don't remember what he did.
He left the crew with the and took the map with the intention
right of going back to get the treasure on his own.
But as he dies, he gives the map to Jim and warns him, "Beware the one-legged man."
Right. And also, beware of running with scissors or any other pointy object. It's all good fun until someone loses an eye!
And then Jim's adventure begins, and you can take it from there.
Yeah, he goes, he gets some friends together, they get a ship, they try to find this treasure, and surprise, surprise, there's a guy with one leg.
Adventure ensues.
Yep. It's great.
Oh my gosh.
So like you said, this movie came out in 1996. I was 4. Living my best life.
3.
Ooh, you were even
bebe.
I was bebe, but you were bebe.
Yes.
Little bebe. What's the Rotten Tomatoes score?
It was 70%, which I said I felt was way too low.
Why is it 70%? What's wrong with these people?
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like this movie is just pure silliness and swashbuckle. And if those aren't your thing, this movie won't be for you.
No, scratch that. This is the best Muppet movie ever made. I will fight anyone who says differently.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
No, I understand, but I'm saying like if this is not your kind of movie, I don't want to associate with you. Like, I feel that strongly about it. Like, we're not friends.
if you don't like
Muppet Treasure Island, then we're done. There's no redeeming our friendship. I'm walking. It's been great knowing you. I hope you have a wonderful life. Go watch this movie. Love it. Live it.
Quote it. Breathe it.
Oh, can we talk about, though, real quick as a side note, and we might want to come back to this more later, but Cabin Fever was the song of 2020. I was, like, sitting in quarantine, like...
I posted it on all of my social media platforms, every single one. I posted it on my work platform as well, like a week into quarantine.
It's
like,
true.
Wow, can you believe it? We spent a whole week in quarantine.
I was like, no, I'm as crazy as you. I was like sitting in the room by myself, shimmying, like, I've got cabin fever. I have got it too.
This movie, oh my gosh, Cabin Fever is so great. Shout out to my friend Laura in college. This is the second time I brought up Laura. during Muppet Month. That says a lot. Every time school was getting nuts, would just like shimmy into the room going, "This one's proud vessel has become a floating psycho ward."
Oh, it's so good. For some reason, during Cabin Fever as a kid, I was really scared of the part where it's like, and then it died. That scared me so bad when I was little. I don't know why.
That's really funny.
But it's so short that I never had time to like freak out about it. I would just like shiver and move on. All right. So without further ado,
our mutual treasure,
Yar-Har
Fiddle-Dee-Dee. Watching Muppet Treasure Island is all right with me.
Our rhymes were all over the place. Yep. Okay, go watch it and then come back and hear what we have to say.
Woo!
Tim Curry.
This movie makes me every bit as happy as I've always remembered it making me.
My face hurts from smiling.
Right? I started smiling when the movie started.
Right.
And it never went away.
We sang the whole thing. We sang every song.
We quoted every quote.
We did all the voices. Like, I mean, it started off and we were literally like, "Shiver my timber, shiver my sail. Yo ho, wee ho." Like, immediately.
Every song in this movie is too good.
Slaps.
So good.
Slaps. So good.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Do we have anything bad to say about this movie? Is there anything?
I'm legitimately sitting here.
I'm considering.
Trying to think of anything.
The only thing that's coming to mind is that the runtime is shorter than I'd like it to be.
Yep.
There's not enough of this movie. I want more.
You could say, like, we're so used now. Actually, you know what? I think it's a plus. We're so used to having movies now done on either really big sets or sets that look bigger because of green screens. I don't think there's a single green screen.
It's all like a soundstage.
It's a soundstage in this movie.
I love it.
Yeah, and you can watch it and tell it's a soundstage and I don't care.
There's a part where they're on the ocean and instead of the ship bobbing up and down, the camera bobs up and down.
Yep.
And it doesn't bug me. Yep. I'm fine with that. That's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little hokey looking.
But it's a pirate movie.
Yeah.
And I'm so here. I don't want pirate movies to die out. And I don't want them to all turn into...
We need to, like, scale it back a little bit. Like, Pirates of the Caribbean kind of ruined... It brought back the pirate movie, and then it ruined it again.
Yes. The first one is a masterpiece.
Objectively good.
And I think...
Again, it's flawed, but it's good.
Yes.
And honestly, the original trilogy, the second one is a hot mess. The third one has issues, but the ending's really solid. The music was good. The
music is really good.
But then it just went downhill from there. And I feel like... I would like to see some more pirate movies that are just, like, strictly pirate movies.
Yes, I completely agree. I have really, truly nothing else bad to say about this movie. I love how... So when we watched Muppets in Space, I said that a lot of times in the background... people like don't know where to look, or they look really bored, or they're just kind of there. I don't feel that in this movie at all.
There's not a beat missing. There's not an actor looking in the wrong direction. There's not a costume off. This whole movie is immaculate.
And it's lush. Like, it feels every bit of it is filled.
Yeah.
And they did that by keeping the sets really small. Mm-hmm. So it has to be on a soundstage.
Yeah.
So that, you know... You can make it look, you know, lived in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I love this movie. I love all of the Muppet casting choices. I love all of the costumes that they all wear.
Yes, I love the new Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
I love the random pirate dudes.
Yes.
The bald one's my favorite.
Yeah, Black Eyed Pea.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. You're right.
I remember Black Eyed Pea and Short Stack Stevens.
Right.
Those are the names I remember.
There's like Black Eyed Pea, and then right after that is like Wall-Eyed Pike or something like that. The pirate names are so good.
Headless Bill.
Headless Bill. They like turn the corner and it's literally a headless guy who waves. Big fat ugly baby faced baby eating O'Brien. It's a woman.
It's a very hot woman.
With a massively deep voice.
I use the gif of Arrow and Smollett's jaw dropping when they see her. I use that all the time.
Oh, God. The details in this movie.
There were some that I pointed out to you, and I'm so happy I did.
There's something I missed. I never realized there's a part where you see part of the crew that Long John leaves behind to watch the ship after the mutiny. One of the pirates is knitting a
It's a pirate flag.
What is this called? A crossbone. Yeah. He's just sitting there knitting it.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. And then, like, God, I don't even know where.
The other ones that I remember were, I think you knew that Smollett had a tattoo on his chest, but he has a tattoo of Miss Piggy.
Pinup of Miss Piggy.
It's so good. And then, Squire Trelawney and I don't remember what Bunsen's name is in this movie, but when they're in their final battle, they're both wearing, they look like little Girl Scout patches, but it's a pirate symbol with a circle and a slash.
Yeah, anti-pirate patches. I mean, it's just so good. How do you even sum up a movie this good?
When we talked about the issues with Muppets from Space, it was that the story wasn't very tight. Every second of this movie, you say you wish it was longer, and yet I don't know what I would add to this.
Right, this movie is so tight. The pacing is so perfect. The only place that the pacing drops is for Cabin Fever,
but
and
no
it
one
slaps
cares.
So hard that you don't mind.
And it's so funny that you don't mind.
Yes.
Every joke in this movie is either said with a funny voice, perfectly timed, or incredibly clever.
Yes.
They all land for one of those three reasons, or all of those three
reasons. Some of them, too, I didn't get when I was younger. Like, The jabs at Disney, like, there's a part where the lobster,
Polly Lobster,
they're like, oh, I thought pirates had talking parrots instead of lobsters, but in this one he has a talking lobster, and he's like, that's rich, talking parrots, what's next,
a singing dancing mouse with his own amusement park?
That, and then the Swedish chef goes, first you take the mousey, then you stir the mousey. And it's so funny because this was around the time, I think, that Disney bought Jim Henson out. So it's like these subtle, like, angry digs at Disney.
Yep.
And they're gold. They're so good.
Everything in this is clever. There was no way to have, like, an outdated reference, so we don't have anything.
Yeah,
like that.
All the references still land.
Yep.
The acting is genuinely good. The part
the only part that's bad, but I don't even care because it's so over the top, Billy Connolly's tremble.
Oh, it's so good. He's holding the black spot and he's just like shaking his hand real hard. The black spot! Ah!
Every scream in this movie is really funny.
It is. Okay, so on a serious note, I want to talk more about Tim Curry's performance. Surprise!
Of course.
So the last scene that Long John is really in, when he escapes with some of the treasure, and Jim is about to blow the whistle on him, and he cocks his gun and gets ready to pull the trigger.
But he can't.
And he drops the gun.
Because his lip trembles.
And his eyes are filled with tears. And he says, I could never hurt you, Jim. And it is such a good acting job.
It's so sincere.
Like,
it's so sincere.
When I watch this movie, I there's lots of actors that I really love and appreciate and I wouldn't want to meet. I would love to meet Tim Curry. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, he's passed now. But if he were still alive, like, if he went to a con, I'd wait for hours. I wouldn't care.
So wonderful.
And I wish I could shake his hand and be like, listen, you've done a lot of great things in your career, but you're Long John Silver.
It was
immaculate.
Usually when there's celebrities in these movies, like, they know that they're second fiddle to the Muppets.
Right.
And this is one of the few where, like, you're watching it and you're like, no, I really want to go back to Tim Curry's.
I forget about the Muppets sometimes.
Yeah. That they're in this movie.
It's, yeah.
The serious scenes actually feel serious.
They do.
And the silly scenes actually feel silly.
They do.
I think it's well balanced, and yet I still laugh and smile through the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
In every single scene, there's a moment that I'm excited for.
We quoted almost the whole thing.
Almost the entire thing.
Okay.
We see you have boom boom sticks. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's start with quotes then. What is your favorite quote in this movie?
Oh my gosh.
This is a hard question.
It is hard. That's not from a song. Because from...
No, no songs, just quotes.
Okay. Oh my gosh, there's so many of these that I use all the time. Probably, I do quote the "we see you have boom boom sticks"
mm-hmm.
on the regular. That's not from a song. I'm probably gonna go... Oh no, what's yours? I'm sitting here going...
I'm trying to narrow it down. One of my favorite ones... crap. I have a couple. There's a part where they're supposed to be like pulling in the rigging and Rizzo's too short and they're like, hurry up, Rizzo! And he goes, I'm going as fast as I can. And he's just holding on and his legs are dangling.
His legs are just going.
Also, I love... I mean, Old Blind Pew is great. Billy Bones! The little girls have it.
Yes.
And then my other favorite, for whatever reason, I love Smalley, you saved me. And then come Flaubert.
Okay, that was the one that I forgot about.
I love that one.
My favorite Miss Piggy Pooh quote is still, hello.
Long John.
Which is incredible.
The face he makes when he sees her.
It's a day for reforging old. And his eyebrow goes up, acquaintances.
And you're like, did he have a Miss Piggy?
I sent a snap of that to a friend and her response was, oh, they got it on. And I was like, yeah, I know that's the, yeah, it's true.
I like the part too where Piggy says, I should really reevaluate my taste in men.
Beginning to see a pattern in the men I date.
That's what she says. You're right. Shopping channel.
So yeah, I think it's either boom boom sticks or hello Long John. I could sit here and just think of a million of them.
Mm-hmm.
From songs. I think the line I sing the most is Margaritas at the Midnight Buffet.
Margaritas at the Midnight Buffet. My favorite is the, like, you know, like, I'll put my courage to the test and I'll be by your...
He'll be by your side.
I love that one. What's your favorite song in the movie?
Again, this movie worked too hard on their songs. Probably, It's probably the pirate song.
That's mine too.
Yeah.
When you're a professional pirate.
Yep.
The part
you don't have to wear a suit.
The part that gets me so fired up is when Tim Curry is like on Sweetum's shoulder and he's punching in the air.
You'll going, be loyal and fair and on the square.
And most importantly, that part gets me pumped. I'm like, I'm gonna quit my day job and go be a professional pirate. For real.
If only.
If that was an option, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love every part of this movie. It made me love pirates when I was a kid. It made me love old swashbuckly movies when I was a kid. And I still think it's funny. It still makes me laugh.
It's hilarious.
It's my happiest Muppet movie.
I think so too. I think this is definitely my favorite of the Muppet movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is like the crowning glory of the treasure box.
Yeah.
This is like 12 out of 12 pirate chests.
Yes.
This is all of Captain Flint's hidden treasure.
Yes. Which, and we talked about this when we were watching, when they actually find the treasure.
Yes, and Kermit and Piggy are singing Love Let Us Here.
And it keeps cutting back to the treasure, the pirates like flouncing around in the treasure in slow motion and like jumping into each other's arms and hugging each other.
And there's kind of a weird implication that like their pirate crew brotherly love led them back to their treasure.
Yep.
Which is supposed to parallel Piggy and Kermit's romance.
Or it's just funny and it ain't that deep, bro.
I'm trying. I gotta make things deep. It's what I do.
This movie also has a man who lives in a bear's finger, though. So
that's true.
You know,
was it Steven Spielberg who said that was his favorite joke in the movie?
I have heard that rumor.
Yeah, I hope that's true.
Yeah.
There was one more joke I was gonna mention. One more thing that was like my favorite part of the film. And it's gone now. I'm gonna remember it like tomorrow.
I know.
Like add it to the podcast.
I know. I'm gonna think of a line or something, and it's gonna drive me insane.
Right.
So, this was fun. This was the best possible way to end this.
It was a really good end to Muppet Month.
Yes.
So, Lizzie, what's next?
Next. I am so excited. I honestly want to just stop this and show you this next movie right now, but it is late.
It is late.
We will be watching Stardust. Ooh. Because as soon as you said, you know, I never saw that all the way through, I was like, that's going to be the next one. We're going to watch Stardust.
I'm excited.
It is my favorite standalone fantasy film. Good Neil Gaiman movie. And... yeah, also just makes me happy. It'll be good.
I'm pumped.
Yep.
I've never seen it. I've never read it. I've read several Neil Gaiman things, though, so I'm excited for the prospect.
It is very Neil Gaiman. Good. You will like it.
Sorry, can I get
through? You are good. All right. I think we are set for next week.
Yep. Set for next week.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. It's going to be hard coming off of Muppet Treasure Island.
I know.
Nothing's going to top that, but...
We do still have pirates.
We do have pirates.
We do still have pirates.
We'll watch that soon.
I will... Oh, no. I meant in next week's movie.
Oh, in next week's movie!
Yeah.
I was like, Amelia, pirates... I mean, it's okay, but it's not... Muppet Treasure Island. Come on.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
There will be pirates.
Okay. I'm excited for pirates.
Yeah, see? Speaking of segue.
I'm never going to live that down.
Nope. I'm going to use it for everything.
I'm okay with that.
Yep.
So.
This was fun. This was
great.
Good friendship time.
This was really good. All right. I think I need to go home now.
Yes.
And have dreams of Tim Curry.
Yep.
But thanks for tuning in and listening and going on this Muppet adventure with us. It's been real. It's been what, 6 weeks?
It has.
A long time.
It has been a long time.
If you are super burnt out on Muppet movies, I'm not sorry, but...
But also, please tweet us other movies that we should watch.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. Straight up, I'm super bad at Twitter. I run the Twitter, and I don't know what I'm doing, so it's just me, like, liking random tweets.
There you go.
And forgetting to actually post stuff. But we're there, and we'll definitely read anything that you send our way. So
if you have other recommendations, I kind of have a couple movies lined up, mm-hmm. but like,
yeah,
I would love other ones.
Or if you find out what our movie is for the next week and you have a recommendation for a libation for our vibe check,
mm-hmm.
Let us know. What should we imbibe?
What should we watch with Stardust?
Yeah, what should we drink with Stardust?
Yep.
I feel like we need to get something that has like luster dust in it.
Yes.
So I refuse to drink, like, is it Hypnotic that has it?
Just, I don't know what that one is.
It's gross. It's like a blue liqueur. It's gross.
Sounds fun.
It's not good. We'll pass on that. But yeah, luster dust to look like stars, and it'll be fun.
There we go.
All right.
This was fun, my friend.
This is great. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for hopping in the trash can with us.
Give this week's movie a watch and tell us what you think.
And let us know what movies you think are trashy treasure.
Maybe we'll give it a watch.
Follow us on Twitter at Liv and Lizzie to tell us your thoughts.
And remember, no matter how trash you feel, you are deeply treasured.
Bye!